Hollywood came to Boston last night. The Boston Police Department's pipe and drum band played as people took their seats at the Wang Theater for the Boston premiere of the movie Patriots Day. The film depicts the events surrounding the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings and the later shootout on the streets of Watertown. WBUR senior reporter Bruce Gellerman was on the scene of the bombings minutes after the explosions, and he was in Watertown for the shootout and the manhunt. Last night, he took in the Hollywood depiction.
TV reporters staked out their spaces on the red carpet leading to the theater and did their live stand-ups.
And we hope that you'll join us, including our one-on-one interviews with the stars of the film and the real people right here in our community.
Lindsay Kelly was there. She isn't a star. Her son Lucas is, but he wasn't there. Lucas, just 4 years old, acted in the movie, playing a young boy separated from his father after the Boylston Street explosions.
He knows that he was reenacting a real-life situation, but we didn't go into depths of, you know, telling him exactly what happened. We didn't want to scare him.
It's a raw emotional experience for me.
Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis was there. He's portrayed in the film by actor John Goodman and had already seen the movie.
They got so many details in there, and even things that I didn't know that I went back and checked afterwards. They did their homework.
I took on the responsibility. If anybody is going to be held accountable in this community, it's me.
Boston's own Mark Wahlberg produced and stars in Patriots Day. His character is a composite of several city cops. He calls the film fact-based.
Everybody knows what they saw on the news, but what they don't know is the story of the people, and that's what we wanted to tell.
Wahlberg loves Boston, and it shows. The scenes of the city are stunning, capturing that perfect spring day 3 years ago, as marathon runners, police, and spectators took their places, while the Tsarnaev brothers in their Cambridge apartment put pressure cooker bombs into backpacks. The scene as the film writers imagine it. Tamerlan Tsarnaev's wife, Catherine Russell, looks on silent but seeming to know what's planned as the brothers argue.
Look, I'm not pussing out or nothing. I'm not at all. Just thinking about, like, Martin Luther King and, like...
Martin Luther King was not a Muslim. He was a hypocrite. He was a fornicator.
Yeah, but I'm a fornicator.
You think that's funny?
No.
We know what happens next. The facts familiar to those who live here. Still with quick camera cuts from different perspectives and surveillance footage, the images on the screen are shocking.
So much history today.
You can almost feel the shockwave as joy turns to horror. And 13 seconds later, another explosion. The terrorists head back home to buy milk, leaving behind the bloody carnage of lives and limbs destroyed. The FBI, city, and state police scavenge the streets for clues, quickly coming up with images from store cameras. It seems that first day, they had pictures of suspects.
Got him. 237. White hat standing with someone.
Looks like they know each other.
Two bombers.
Minute by minute, hour by hour, we see the search for the terrorists. Then 3 days later, watch as MIT police officer Sean Collier is murdered in cold blood. We witness the carjacking of Danny Meng and his escape and the shootout on a street in Watertown with local police. The Tsarnaev brothers threw homemade bombs. Police cars are blown high into the air. This didn't really happen. It's just added for dramatic effect, as if any were needed. We know how this ends. Tamerlan Tsarnaev is tackled by Watertown police. Jahar runs over his brother and escapes in the Mercedes, found 19 hours later in a boat, just 300 yards from where he abandoned the car. These are facts, but this is Hollywood's retelling, and important details are missing, and there are questions unasked and unanswered. Why did the Terrace brothers go to Watertown that night? Not once, but three times, returning to the same tangle of streets. Why did they head east back to Cambridge when they supposedly wanted to head west to New York? And the film says nothing about a Watertown officer blocking Jahar Tsarnaev's vehicle, watching as he ran through backyards into the night. Watertown's chief of police wrote that in a report, but it's never pursued by investigators or shown in the film. There's a lot more to tell than can fit into a film 2+ hours long, but for its shortcomings and faults, Patriots Day is a movie about a city and its people, police and first responders who ran into danger towards the pain and senseless loss caused by terrorists. It is a story about Boston's spirit renewed and inexhaustible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.